This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The grocery chain Whole Foods has announced a big change. In the next few years, it's going to require all of its products that contain genetically modified food ingredients to be labeled that way. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
Whatever the science, consumers are jumpy about genetically modified foods. At least they are in Europe. For years, restaurants and grocery stores there have trumpeted their products are GMO-free. Food studies professor Marion Nessel is with New York University.
Even McDonald's in Italy and in Great Britain advertises that its products don't contain any GMOs. So it depresses use of genetically modified foods.
In the U.S., Whole Foods plans to label products with GMOs inside. But will our market follow Europe's lead and reject them? American farms grow the most genetically modified foods in the world, and our diet is already full of high-tech grains. The real test may be price, says Harry Balzer of the NPD Group.
Nothing will change your behavior faster, short of a food safety issue, than prices. And we will never let food prices rise faster than our incomes.
A study from Iowa State suggests non-genetically modified foods could end up costing 6 to 10% more around the world. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.